The next patient is Rebecca Vanacore. The last name is V-A-N-A-C-O-R-E. First name is Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A. This is a clinical case of a 66-year-old white female that is referred to this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient remains with a serum creatinine of 1.4, a blood urea nitrogen of 11, and an estimated GFR of 41 mLs per minute. Period. There is no evidence of significant proteinuria. Period. We had the opportunity to see the Doppler ultrasound of the arteries in the lower extremities, and there is significant arteriosclerosis to the point that the patient has been referred to the vascular surgeon, and they are in the process of evaluating and treating the patient, period. The patient had an a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis, in which the right kidney is not atrophic and there is no thinning of the cortex. There is no evidence of obstruction, no calcification, period. The similar situation is in the left kidney. The adrenal glands, there was no evidence of masses or enlargement. During the evaluation for the arterial hypertension, we did a renin aldosterone ratio that is completely normal, period. We think that the CKD3 is definitely associated to arteriosclerotic process related to this heavy smoking. Number two, the patient has a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. Number three, arterial hypertension that is under control. Number four, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, peripheral arterial disease. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. Emphasis was made in the discussion with the patient that the nicotine abuse has to stop. Otherwise, she is going to have a lot of morbidity, period. Paragraph. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the images. We reviewed the laboratory workup. We compared with prior lab period. And we, in the conversation, 20 minutes. And in the documentation, 7 minutes.